Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, I want to go back and discuss some popular culture today on the show. It's very easy for us to get caught up in the people and the political side, especially the politics side with Trump in office. Trump is the gift that keeps on giving, I gotta tell you the truth. But we're not going to talk about Trump. In fact, if you hear me talk about Trump right now, ever, if I talk about him again during the show, I failed as a commentator because I said I wouldn't do it. So what we're going to instead talk about is, in my opinion, I'm going to make an assertion to you today on the show. It is my opinion that celebrity culture has crashed the dating market. Now, if you've been involved with any kind of red pill content, whether it's basic or advanced stuff, you'll understand what the term hypergamy means. To those of you who don't know what hypergamy means, hypergamy is a term that means essentially women want the best mate they can get for survival, and men want the best they can get for survival, but it's mainly targeted towards women, and it just reinforces the Darwinian evolution, essentially. It says natural selection exists whether you like it or not. And so you might be asking me, well, Austin, how does that tie in to celebrity culture? And why would you say celebrity culture's crashed the dating marketplace? Well, just in the same way that the market was crashed after the roaring 20s and causing the Great Depression, today we see that the dating market has crashed and we're seeing the Great Resentment, not the Great Depression. Or the Great Departure, maybe, from dating itself. You might be asking, what has fueled this? Well, what fueled this is the fact that celebrity culture is very toxic. It's very toxic to relationships because a lot of times people get very focused on these images that people put forward that are not true. You know, I go on X all the time on there every single day. And if you haven't decided to go on X, I don't blame you, because ever since Musk took over Twitter, it's been crazy. Very entertaining, I gotta tell you the truth. My girlfriend's looking through the window because she's like, what is he doing? Why is he out there in his truck? Why is he recording something? Now she's trying to act goofy, trying to distract me. I'm not going to take the bait, though. Anyways, like I said, I'm not going to take the bait. Where was I? Oh, that's right. Celebrity culture. Celebrity culture has ruined dating in a lot of ways. Because let's turn back the clock. We're not in the modern day anymore. Instead of being in the modern day with presidents and parliaments and the power of the people, let's turn the clock back to a time when there were kings, warriors, legends, and all of this serfdom and slavery and all of these things. I mean, slavery still exists today, just, you know, amongst your friends, the Muslims in the Middle East. But don't tell that to the feminists who would rather talk about guys like me, guys like Andrew Tate, guys like Coach Greg Adams. They'd rather talk about us than about, you know, the actual destruction of women's rights in the Middle East. But that's neither here nor there. We're not talking about that. We're talking about celebrity culture. Celebrities of the day today are what kings, royalty, and major merchants were back in the day. Back in the day, they were the top of the pyramid. Now, the pyramid has gotten bigger because now you have people who are entirely fake, and they're fabrications. They are not real people in the sense that their image is put forward by public relation firms, clever marketing, selective appearances. It's like social media. It's like going on someone's Instagram page and saying, oh, all I see is them happy at the beach, happy in the mountains, happy going on a trip to Fiji, happy going to the Harvest Festival, happy this, happy that. They must be really happy. Meanwhile, they're depressed. Meanwhile, they have imposter syndrome, and they're extremely unhappy with their life, but all you see is the good. It's not reality. In the same way that you look at these artists and you think, oh, they're so brilliant, they're so clever, they're so talented, and they might be some of those things, but Most celebrities don't even write their own material. Other people write their material. I don't write material when it comes to my show. Everything is just raw off the cuff. This is a stream of consciousness show. I don't have a script. I have a brain. Who needs a script when you have a brain? Unless you're an actor who can't do anything besides pretend to be somebody else. But the problem with celebrity culture is people fall for the con. They fall for the deception. And because they fall for the deception, people fall in love with the idea of people. Now, are some people more genuine than others? Of course they are. But just like the kings, the dukes, the duchesses, all these people back in the day who held power, they had their pick of the litter. The celebrities have the pick of the litter today when it comes to the dating marketplace. You want to sit here and tell me that kings and duchesses and counts and knights and these people who held power, you mean to sit here and tell me they didn't have multiple side pieces and they weren't full of debaucherous ideas and were making bad choices and messing up the peasants' dating marketplace and their marriages? You got to be joking. Of course they were. But they were powerless to do anything about it in the same way that the average man today is powerless to stop his girlfriend, his wife, his daughter, his aunt, his whatever, from going and falling for these celebrities. They'll throw away their marriage for one night with a guy like Travis Scott or a guy like this new guy I heard about, Alex Warren. I don't even know who this guy is. I heard he has a decent story. I don't know him personally. I've heard he's talented, but again, it's these types of celebrities who some of them work really hard, some work harder than others, but a lot of times they have marketing, they have public relations people. They're not authentic individuals. Taylor Swift's a great example. I have nothing against her. She seems like she's a good, decent enough person. But again, people tend to hate people who are successful. I don't hate these people. I hate what they stand for. I hate how they affect civilization. That's what I don't like. I don't know them personally. I can't hate someone I don't know personally so much as I don't like what they stand for. Celebrities stand for the deification of mediocrity and fakeness, in my opinion. Politicians are no different in that regard, but I'm not going down that rabbit hole today. Instead, we are now in a culture where women will throw away a decent enough man who's trying to grind and work really hard for one night with some, like with Drake, for example. Anybody remember that story about that one woman? Her name was like Athelson or something like that. I forget her. She had a podcast. She threw her whole life away and her family with one night with Drake. And then now you don't even remember who she is. This is a common story. This is one of the things that people are afraid to talk about without sounding like sour grapes. Oh, I'm not afraid of sounding like sour grapes. I'll take it on this conversation. I think it's it's disgusting to me, frankly. Do I hate the celebrities for doing it? No. Why would they not do it if they can? I'm more arguing that you as a man, if you're not a celebrity, you need to be aware that you are not at the top of the pyramid. There's always somebody above you. There's always a bigger fish, as I was told when I was younger. There's always a bigger fish. In that sense, you need to understand how hypergamy works. And I'm not telling you to be insecure. I'm not telling you to be, woe is me. I'm telling you to get hungry. To go out there and do something with your life instead of sitting there and being sorry for yourself. But also be aware that when you're at the bottom of the pyramid or you're in the middle of the pyramid, be aware that people are always looking to improve, and how women tend to improve overwhelmingly is off of the backs of others and through using their sexuality, because that is how they get ahead overwhelmingly. And I know that women who have actually made it without that are going to hate me for saying that, but it's true. Feel free to check my math if you want. Be like my teacher in third grade. Check my math, because I can give you receipts. All you gotta do is look at the fact that when Kamala was running for office, what did women do when they were unhappy that men weren't voting for Kamala? They immediately were like, we're not sleeping with you. Not, we're not gonna go to work. Not, we're not gonna contribute to society. It's, we're not gonna have sex with you. I mean, I rest my case. But I'm not going to let these weasels and these skunks who want to sit here and lie about how celebrity culture is, oh, it's good, I like celebrity culture. Women love celebrity culture. You ever notice that most women know everything about every celebrity, especially the ones they like, versus the average guy might like know a little bit about his favorite band or his favorite comedian or his favorite athlete, but he's not going to keep up with random crap that doesn't apply to him. But women seem to be all knowledgeable about it. My friends, celebrity culture is damaging to society in the same way that Plato, the ancient philosopher, he talked about how the artists were dangerous to a society and led them astray and led them into debaucherous behavior. They're not different. It's the same thing. There's no difference today. It just looks different. The act itself, the degradation to the pillars of civilization is no different. It simply appears different. It's not actually different. So my friends, you might be asking me, well, Austin, what was the point of you talking about this today? The point, my humble friend, is you need to understand reality to then decide what you want to do with it. You might say, not my girl, doesn't apply to me. And you know, I get that. I really do. More than I used to. But here's the thing you need to remember. Never be complacent and comfortable. Always strive for more, because I guarantee you, the person you're with is, and the only way to keep to maintain their respect and by extension their attraction to you is by striving to be more, becoming more successful, more wealthy, more affluent. And this will allow you to use hypergamy to your advantage instead of having it work against you in this regard. You'll never be immune, but you can't check out of the system and still attempt to win. It doesn't work, my friends. And so celebrity culture is never going, it's not going anywhere. Too much money is in stake. It's not going anywhere. You have to decide whether you want to get on board or get out of the way. And it's going to get hard to get back on if you try to get off. Celebrity culture might have crashed the dating marketplace, but you're the one that has to sit there and decide what you choose to do with that fact. You're going to check out, or you're going to buckle up and try to go harder than last time, try to get more than last time, and try to become better than you've ever been? That's the question you have to answer, and I can't answer that for you. You have to answer that for yourself. It's easy to give up. It's easy to get overwhelmed. It's not easy to get your head in the game, get in gear, and be prepared to eat plates of crap for a while until you start to really win. I'm in that right now. I understand that struggle, but you got to start somewhere, and you can't give up when things get tough, because right behind that struggle is your success, and it's up to you to get it. My friends, let me know what you think about celebrity culture and how it's affected you, whether you've been a victim of celebrity culture as a man, or whether you've seen people get involved with it. You let me know how it's affected you or what you've seen, because we need to discuss this. And this is kind of the third rail. Nobody wants to say this because they think they're afraid they're going to sound like a victim. They're not a victim. They're a survivor of the current culture. My friends, let me know what you think. Till next time, I'm out of here. Peace.